Good morning. It's so quiet in here. I wasn't sure if everyone left. We welcome you to this Fusion Sunday here at Gates Presbyterian Church on the last Sunday of the month. Those who are involved in worship planning create a worship experience for all ages that interacts through song and spoken words, prayer, and movement. So you are in for another treat this morning. But also a few helpful reminders for caregivers who are worshiping with young children. Don't forget, a lot of our liturgy is written in such a way that even early readers can follow along. So make sure kids have bulletins and also hymnals where they can see them. Use your finger to guide them along the words, especially on those hymns. It's hard to figure out where the notes and the letters start and end. So to help them to understand the ways that we worship, also during the offering, don't forget to pass the plate to the children as well. This morning, we all have an opportunity to participate in the offering. If you look in your bulletin, those red pieces of paper with the hearts on them, I encourage everyone to draw a picture or write some words of the ways that you praise God or what you praise God for. If you get a little bored during the sermon, that's a great activity to keep your attention focused on praising God. So everyone is encouraged to fill those out and place them in the offering plate. And then also, children are welcome to share during the prayers, joys, concerns. Adults, make sure that you help them get their hands up in the air and wave them around so we can also hear their joys and concerns. And also, kindergartners and younger. I know it gets really hard because you get very wiggly. And after the children's sermon, you are invited to go down to the nursery. But parents, if your child says, I want to stay in worship, that's okay. Let them stay in worship, and if they find a point in time, or you find a point in time, that the wiggles are more than either of you can handle, at any point in worship, you are invited to get up and take your child to nursery. Please don't hesitate to help them worship to the best that they can, and for as long as they can. So, we are excited to celebrate on this Fusion Sunday, and any suggestions or comments you have, write them in the hospitality register. A few announcements that I have. One is the annual meeting is this morning following worship. Yes, following worship. You've got about 5 minutes to get your coffee or do whatever you need to do, because 5 minutes after the postlude, we're going to begin. All the papers are right outside the worship space, so please grab those and join back with us. And we also have a welcome this morning. Randall Shea is here with us, and he's been here quite a bit this year, and we pray with him as this time he is here due to his mother's health concerns. So, Randall, wherever you are, hi, Randall. We continue to offer prayers for you and your mom and also your family in Guatemala as they go on without you down there. Any other announcements this morning, Tom?
Good morning. Just a reminder, today there's only two more Sundays left to sign up for the Amherst tickets. The game is February 19th. The last sign-up day is February 12th. They're $12. We have already 40 people going, so it looks like it's going to be a good event. So please come down to the Fellowship Hall and sign up, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
All right. There's a lot of quietness in this room. But let us prepare our hearts, our minds, and this morning our whole entire selves to praise God.
Thank you. Please stand if able and join me in the call to worship. Praise the Lord, all people of God.
Hallelujah.
I will thank the Lord with all my heart. How amazing is everything that God does.
Praise
God forever.
Very simple. All God asks is that we recognize our sin and acknowledge it. And why? When we offer our prayers of confession, God takes them from us and fills our hearts with such an abundance of mercy we cannot hold it all. Please join me as we pray together, saying, God, we get so caught up and distracted by everything we have going on. We don't pay attention to what you are doing in our lives. Sometimes we think that we are so good at everything. We don't give thanks to you for being the one who blesses us. What you do is holy and awesome. Help us to praise you with our whole hearts. Let us now offer to God in the silence our prayers of confession. Of all the astounding works of God, this may be the most wonderful. God is gracious and merciful to us. What has this to do with us? Everything. What is this? Good news of the very best kind.
We are forgiven. We give thanks to our God with all our hearts. Amen.
Want to come sit with me? All the children are invited forward at this time. The thoughts with children. Let's see. How about I sit here today? Does this work? You guys praised God with your whole hearts this morning and your voices. It was beautiful. And this morning we are talking about a psalm, which is one of the beautiful poems from the Bible. And the writer of this psalm wrote it in a very interesting way. Have you all ever heard or learned in school yet about acrostic poems? Yes, oh my goodness. Well, tell me, what is an acrostic poem? Yes. Good job. You write a word down and then you write those words or sentences across. Well, the writer of the psalm used the Hebrew alphabet for a psalm. Did you know that this even happened in the Bible? I know, it's kind of crazy. But instead of Hebrew, do you guys know the Hebrew alphabet? No, yeah, I didn't think so. I thought I'd make it a little easier and more fun for us this morning, we're going to use the English alphabet. Do you guys know that one? Yes. So when I point to you, will you guys shout out the letter of the alphabet? And when you guys, so we'll go A, and then I'm going to say part of the psalm, and then you're going to say B, and then I'll do the next part of the psalm. Think you can do that? Okay, but you're going to have to do it kind of loud, all right? Okay, because you guys don't have microphones this morning, so you need to be loud. So let's start. Ready? What's the first letter?
A!
A! Amazing God, we praise you!
B!
Blessed God, together we worship you!
C!
Dependent on you we are, and together we worship you!
D!
E! Ever-present God, you are all around us! F! Friend of all of us. G, generous God, we thank you from our heart. H, you are a hope-giving God. I, inspirational God.
Yay!
J, justice-giving God. You guys are good. K, keeping God, you hold the promises. L, loving God, your love lasts. M, my Lord and God, how blessed am I. N, no matter what happens, God loves us. O, only a God who is merciful and generous keeps promises. P, privately and in the company of others we worship God. Q, quietly and joyfully we praise God. R, reverently and thankfully we praise God. S, smart is God. T, time and time again, God loves us. U, underneath God's everlasting arms we stay. V, various ways to serve you are part of my life. W, wow, God surprises us. You guys are getting kind of quiet. What was that? X marks the spot where God loves us. Y, year after year, we praise God and
Z,
even when I'm sleeping, God loves us. Amen. You guys may go and sit with your parents now. Or if you are very young and wish to go to the nursery, you may do that with your parents. Thank you. I skipped the letter C. Oh, forgot the letter C. Apparently, I skipped the letter C, so let me hear it.
C!
Creative love, we thank you for your imagination. Amen. And our reading for this morning is another interpretation of the psalm shared with the children. This is Psalm 111. And it is an interpretation from the Common English Bible, with also some adaptations for inclusive language. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord with all my heart in the company of those who do right in the congregation.
The works of the Lord are magnificent. They are treasured by all who desire them.
God's deeds are majestic and glorious. God's righteousness stands forever.
God is famous for wondrous works. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion.
God gives food to those who honor God. God remembers the covenant forever.
God proclaimed powerful deeds to the people and gave them what had belonged to other nations.
God's handiwork is honesty and justice. All God's rules are trustworthy.
They are established always and forever. They are fulfilled with truth and right doing.
God sent redemption for the people. God commanded that the covenant last forever. Holy and awesome is God's name.
Being in awe of the Lord is where wisdom begins. Sure knowledge is for all who keep God's laws. God's praise lasts forever.
Thanks be to God. Amen. It is very rare that when I see an article posted up on Facebook, I am so moved by its words that I repost it. But in preparing for this Sunday, this week was an exception. The whole article from the Huffington Post is sermon worthy, but I can't read the whole thing this morning. Just the opening is helpful for us as we open our hearts to the ways that we demonstrate for one another how we praise God. It starts like this. I've been watching America's response to recent bullying-related suicides closely. People seem quite shocked by the cruelty that's happening in our schools. I'm confused by their shock. I'm also concerned about what's not being addressed in the proposed solutions to this devastating problem. The usual response seems to be that we need to do better to educate students and teachers about what bullying is and how to react appropriately to it. You can't argue with that, but on its own, it seems a bit like bailing water frantically without looking for the hole in the boat. Each time one of these stories is reported, we tend to say some version of kids these days. They can be so cruel. But I think this is just a phrase we toss around to excuse ourselves from facing the truth. I don't think kids are any crueler than adults. I don't think kids are quite as adept at disguising their cruelty. Yesterday, I heard a radio report that students most likely to be bullied are gay kids, overweight kids, and Muslim kids. The author continues, I would venture a guess that gay adults, overweight adults, and Muslim adults feel the most bullied as well. Children are not cruel. Children are mirrors. They want to be grown-ups. So they act how grown-ups act when we think they're not paying attention. They believe what we believe. They say what we say. And we have taught them that gay people are not okay, that overweight people are not okay, that Muslim people are not okay. Through our words and actions, we send the message that these people aren't equal and should be feared. We know that people hurt the things that they fear. What kids are doing in schools is what adults do in the media. The only difference is that children bully in the hallways and cafeterias when we bully from behind pulpits and legislative benches and in one-liners on sitcoms. The question arose from me in reading this article. How often do our words or actions reflect what we fear rather than what we are in awe of? The final verse of Psalm 111 in many traditional translations proclaims that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But it is not the same kind of fear that motivates us to hurt others. The Hebrew word here is better translated as awe. How often do grown-ups demonstrate a sense of awe in front of children or one another? We have to start at the end of the alphabet in this acrostic poem to make our way back to the beginning. Praise the Lord, the psalmist cries. And a simple Hebrew Alleluia it isn't. The praise the psalmist sings is like that coming from the deep courage and passion, joy and excitement of a young child that stands before us on a Sunday morning like this and sings of their love of God, their friend. Our children sang with reckless abandon and joy before the Lord and this congregation. And there we are sitting on the edge of our pews, not out of discomfort, the small of our backs on the wood, but because we want to be as close as we can to absorb the pure joy of the children we promised to nurture in baptismal covenant. Just as each child stands on the risers and shares their gifts for ministry in song, the psalmist gives thanks, confessing the Lord's great deeds, singing, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. And those words challenge us and invite each and every one of us, as God's gathered folk, to take time and reflect. How can we praise God with reckless abandon and deep joy? How can we begin with the awe of God's activity in our lives and the world and find ways to teach ourselves and others and mirror for our children just how we praise God? What can help us come to that place where we shout, or we sing, or we even whisper, praise the Lord? We don't have to shake up our hands in a very uncomfortable, not familiar with our tradition kind of way. It can start in very small ways. In your bulletin is that red piece of paper. And if by now you've checked out of the sermon and are a little bored, that's okay. I invite you to take it out and draw or write something in your life that you praise God for. And then during the offering, put it in the plate as a way to offer that back to God. And that is something that you can do at home or at work or while you're driving in your car, preferably not the writing down, but just thinking. I realize that the phrase, oh my God, or if you text OMG, is something we overuse in maybe not helpful ways. But you know what? We can encourage each other when we hear that phrase or say that phrase to follow up with each other and ask, what are you praising God for in your life right now? Next Sunday, we will gather around this communion table and hear Christ's invitation that welcomes everyone to taste and see the grace and glory of God. And when we pass those plates along to one another, I invite you to take a moment and look at the person sitting next to you, or touch their hand as the plate goes by. Feel the warmth of your neighbor's hand and know that God's love is for them and for you, made evident in the promises of that sacrament. Next month, the middle schoolers are headed down to St. Joseph's Hospitality to serve. And the middle schoolers are in various stages of defining and understanding their own Christian identity, and there they will sit with the working poor and the homeless, and they will listen. In the midst of those stories, they will connect to the feelings of being judged, of being lonely, and will hopefully also hear the glimpses of the ways that the Lord provides in really hard times. If you're a parent or close to one of those middle schoolers who go, I invite you to ask them to share their stories when they come back. Together, reflect on how the holy act of listening praises God, while fearing the uncertainties does not. The psalmist says the beginning of wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord, not fear of wanting to control what is different or misunderstood, but fear in the sense of awe. For God's amazing work among us. And we need to create spaces in our gathered worship times and in our work and in our homes and in the world to mirror for one another where we can sing God's praises and live the good news of the gospel. And we're going to do that in a creative, reckless, abandoned kind of way with song. It's always cute to watch the kids sing together. Now it's our turn to praise God in song. There's a hymn in your bulletins found right after the meditation. Our choir director, Roy, is going to teach it to us because we aren't going to sing it with the organ or even the piano. We're going to sing it with our hearts and our souls. It's going to get a little crazy, and we don't know what'll happen. But Roy's going to teach it, and then I'm going to invite the children to come back with me, because they are going to provide the rhythm. But first, you got it? Roy's gonna lead it, and if you get lost, just sing loudly. If I could have the children come forward. They're providing the rhythm this morning, so find an instrument and stand with me. This one you beat on if you want it. Want that one? Which one you want? That one? All right. Okay, grab it. Go ahead. There you go. All right. So everyone got what they need? Who wants some sticks? Sticks are one of my favorite. Okay, sticks. You got something? Okay. Who needs? You good? Does everyone have one? All kids? Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. I know, there's lots of good ones. Okay. Does everyone have an instrument? Okay. All right, Roy's going to get us started, and we're just going to sing. Everyone stand up. Okay, can you guys play? Okay. Hold on, wait. We're going to let everyone start singing, and then we're going to play, okay? Okay, ready?
Praise the Lord. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah.
Praise God's holy name.
Hallelujah. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on, we're gonna walk.
Hallelujah. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah.
Praise God's holy name.
Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Praise God's holy name. Hallelujah. Holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yay! Amen! Thank you! Let us continue our praise of God with our morning offering. You may be seated. Kids will put the musical instruments back. Thank you.
Dear God, accept the gifts of our hands and the thankfulness of our hearts and hands and voices, all lifted in praise to you, God of our life. Amen.
Concern. If you have a prayer that you would like to share out loud, please make sure your hand is high so that we can see it.
Hello. Christine Cook. We are joyous that not only have Allison has made it to her 12-year-old birthday, and Tommy made it to his 11, and now today Rachel is double digits, 10 years old, so make sure if you see her, you wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'd like to ask for prayers for my son-in-law, Scott Wohlers, and his family on the death of his grandmother this week, Dorothy Rombaut.
Prayers for them.
Abigail, I'd like to have a prayer for my grandma and her neck pains.
We'll pray for her. Thank you. Sharing.
Press for a friend whose sister, he lives in South Carolina, his sister is here, and all that's left for her now is to be made comfortable. So please keep them in your prayers.
Prayers for them. Prayers over here.
Jan Buettner, I'd like to ask prayers for my son-in-law, Bert, who has some kind of a growth in his throat, and he's having trouble swallowing, and he's going through a lot of tests with that. So just prayers for the best with that. Thanks.
Prayers.
Prayers for my son Matthew, who will be traveling to China next week. Prayers that I remain supportive and positive.
Yeah. Prayers. Anyone else? Okay. We also have prayers, some that are printed in your bulletin and others that are not. We pray for Randall Shea and his mom and his family. Prayers for the senior high retreaters and advisors and Carol Ann, who they are traveling their way back here as we speak. Prayers for Jack Westfall, who went back into the hospital yesterday with pneumonia. Prayers for Andrew Tackling and Bill Wallance, for Brian Weber, Fred Buff, and Carol Balsley. Let us continue our time of prayer. God, we praise you and give thanks with our whole heart, for you are merciful and just and faithful to us. Oh God, help us to be mindful of others, that we may tend to those who are hungry,
and those who are thirsty. Use us, O God, to help build up the body of Christ. God, we also ask that you be with those who are sad, who suffer in mind, body, and spirit. Bring them comfort in only ways that you can. Bring them your peace. God of justice, guide the leaders of this and every land to the ways of compassion, dignity of others, and just societies. Instill in them courage and wisdom and strength to do the right thing. Courage to face into the bitterness of greed and turn their fear into kindness. Holy One, O God, lead us today and always into the fullness of your desire, into the depths of your grace, into the strong arms of your mercy. Help us to mirror for one another that we are your people, that your promises are for all of us. Help us to show one another the ways that we can live with a thankful heart, praising you in all that we say and all that we do. We lift these prayers and those in the depths of our hearts in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For our closing hymn this morning, Now Thank We All Our God, we are only going to sing the third verse. So the third verse for our closing hymn. We go from this place praising God, singing out loud, praying quietly if you prefer, but always living as people who are loved and called to love God and one another. Let us go from this place with that love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the courage of the Holy Spirit now and always. Amen.